Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Told you last hour that I had one to share with you that is just sort of amazing. And so here we go. It comes courtesy of former President Trump. And I will just let him explain.
Hello, everyone. I have something incredible to share today. We are announcing the launch of Trump Coins, a true symbol of American greatness. Trump Coins are designed by me and minted right here in the USA. This beautiful limited edition coin commemorates our movement, our fight for freedom, prosperity, and putting America first. We always put America first.
Oh, my God. Come on. No, really?
It's more than just a collector's item. It's a testament to the resilience and strength of the American people, our American patriots that we love so much. This coin is composed of 99.9% pure silver with a beautiful proof finish, and it's really something very special.
So, I feel like we're all in a hidden camera gotcha game show. Like, the aliens are running the world. The Dark City guys come in and change everything at night. I don't know, but stop it. This, the Trump coin?
Each coin comes with a certificate of authenticity with my signature to ensure you have purchased a real Trump coin.
As opposed to the fakes that are out there?
I've seen a lot of coins out there using my very beautiful face. I'm a very beautiful guy. I'm only kidding. But they are not the official coin.
I feel like if Jimmy Fallon did a satire bit, it wouldn't be this funny. Like, he's being the satire of himself.
I've seen a lot of coins out there using my very beautiful face. I'm a very beautiful guy. I'm only kidding.
What does that even mean? I'm only kidding. I'm not. I just. This is. So if you go to the website, realtrumpcoins.com. David, R-E-A-L-T-R-U. No, I see you in the newsroom. It's a real thing. And the graphic is of a soothingly rotating coin, the obverse, that's the front, of which has a picture of the Donald with his name, Donald J. Trump, across the top, where you might normally see In God We Trust. No, I'm not saying he's replacing, just when you get to the obverse, when you get to the reverse, sorry, it has a picture of the White House and a flag and his very emphatic signature and an In God We Trust. It doesn't have a date. It's not money. You cannot use it for anything. It is, by the way, an ounce of silver is worth about, it's in the 30-ish range, 33, something like that. So you want to know the price? Curious about the price? Cool Ben Franklin gets you this commemorative coin. So they are selling 30, let's say 35, that's a high, but let's say $35 worth of manufacturing costs. Mostly the silver and then a little bit of the stamping, for $100. And this coin drops, I am quoting now from the site, it drops tomorrow. And I kid you not, there's a countdown clock. So you have one day, 2 hours, 43 minutes, and 35, 34, 33 seconds until the Trump coin officially becomes available to you and to you and to you and to you. And you can join the wait list and get in line to buy your commemorative, specially authenticated, personal velvet carrying pouch. Picture of the Donald on silver.
RealTrumpCoins.com is the only place to get an official Trump coin. This is a limited edition product, so be sure to follow our page at RealTrumpCoins to stay updated and secure yours as soon as it's released. Together, we will make history in America. Secure your piece of American greatness today. Thank you, and God bless America.
The only thing that would be even more absurd than the Trump commemorative coin profiting the owners of this program $65 per would be, I don't know, like a Trump commemorative Bible. Oh! My bad. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, but wait. There's more.
There's more?
Well, not about this.
Oh.
That's all I got on the Trump coin. Are you buying one?
No, you sold you were going to buy me one.
They're going to be worth like $400
in
a week.
You were standing in line.
You feel like you can buy it. Well, of course, it could follow the path of Trump social, Truth Social, you know. You know, I think you can basically use them for toilet paper, the shares now. But okay. Meanwhile, just in case you were wondering if we have genuinely selected the two pinnacle candidates in this election season, the two top, most well-vetted, best able to run the country and never embarrass us at all, I give you the vice president in 2018 at an a pro-immigrant rally, you would say, wearing her trademark Century 21 vice presidential blazer. You've seen it? You've seen it? Am I wrong?
Yes.
I'm not wrong.
No, you're not.
Down with deportation. Up with education. Down with deportation.
Now, I know you can't really hear her, but she's singing along. And she's shimmying in tune with the music, and she's mouthing the words, and she's doing that hands with the finger gun pointed in the air kind of celebratory, oh yeah, huh? Yeah, yeah, I'm there. Give it a second, because they're going to give her some love. You ready? While she was the border czar. She's celebrating and clapping, and then so if you owned a time machine, would you go back in time and buy shares of, say, Apple, Microsoft? Bet on a Super Bowl outcome, the Cubs to win one finally, or the Red Sox? Or would you redo the primaries? Oh, wait! In the Democrat Party, they did the primary! And we didn't get that guy. At least our guy won the primary. John, I'm super late to traffic for you, right? Did I? I didn't.
No, we're already good. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We did it already? Did I interrupt myself and come back to this?
You're
okay,
good.
So happy Tuesday.
I know you were singing the song.
I was so enthusiastic
really
about
it.
All of these stories. Yeah. So, we all get to vote and stuff. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune in today at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tonight at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. All right, now, all right, this Tuesday, Crosstown takes the stage, playing a little bit of everything, including classic rock, blues, and everything in between. It's Bands on the Beach, tonight at 7 with Crosstown.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Seafood Festival time presented by Fiesta Pensacola. Enjoy the arts and crafts, fantastic music, and of course, the seafood. Friday through Sunday in Seville Square. See PensacolaSeafoodFestival.com. Enjoy our national parks, the Gulf Islands National Seashore, Fort Pickens, and Johnson's Beach with no fee Saturday during National Public Lands Day. Check out VisitPensacola.com for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
It's not country music, John.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It ain't my fault.
Brothers Osborne.
Yeah. I mean, but this isn't country.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm like Andrew Country. Sorry.
There's an occasional country song that's okay. And this is a good one.
Okay.
624 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, amazed. I am. I just. Every day is a new slate of stunningly surprising developments, and today has been no different. 625 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on Highway 90 through the Pea Ridge area, we're seeing some just some minor traffic backups. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texts me and says, people do buy commemorative silver. Oh, I'm sure, but I don't think they buy it at 300% market value. I could be wrong. I mean, maybe they do. Somebody says, when are you releasing your commemorative coin? with my also amazing and, you know, beautiful face, I mean, obviously...
Very beautiful face.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with the headlines. David?
No time for headlines. I got to buy my Trump coins.
Well, you can't buy them yet. You're waitlisted so
far. That's true.
So they know you're going to be eager.
They do, absolutely. You know, you got to admit, though, this has a better chance of holding value than the NFTs, I think.
Oh, well, I don't know where the NFTs are at. I would want to say they are a worthless piece of nonsense, but, you know, who knows? Or the Superman Trump, or the Trump Bible, or Trump fish sticks, or whatever thing he's even know.
He's always got something
There's
to throw
always
in the
something.
Market.
Yeah.
Well, the White House trying to de-escalate tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, the U.S. sending a small number of troops to the region. The Pentagon says it's taking that action out of an abundance of caution. Car thefts apparently up about 12%, according to the FBI's 2023 crime report. This follows an 11% increase from the year before. But the statistics from the FBI, anyway, do show violent crime and property crime were down, although I think those statistics may have been kind of contrary to some other statistics that were being discussed recently as well.
Yeah.
If you've got severe nut allergies, stay away from Lactaid products, at least for a little while. The FDA reporting that 96-ounce containers of Lactaid may have trace amounts of almonds that are not listed on the ingredient labels. The affected products have a best buy date of November 22nd to December 5th.
Okay, all right. David, are you a candy guy? Do you like your candies at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like some candy.
Are you up or down on Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Oh, I love some Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Okay, all right, all right. Yeah. Are you up or down on M&M's?
M&M's are okay.
Oh, interesting. All right, all right. John, M&M's, yay or nay?
No.
Really? Yeah. Anti-M&M.
Well, I've
never met one before.
Well,
it sounds like you thumbs down to me.
Well, I mean, you didn't give me a other choice.
Okay,
so.
All right, fair enough.
Either up or down.
I was surprised to discover today that there are a wide range of M&M's flavors that I wasn't aware of. Now, of course, we all know the traditional milk chocolate, and we know the traditional milk chocolate with the peanut. Okay, call me ignorant. It's fine. Wouldn't be the first person to say it. They have a dark chocolate. I don't know why you would do that. Why would it ruin an M&M like that? But they also have a dark chocolate peanut. Okay, so far so good. No big deal. Four flavors. Did you know that there is a M&M's caramel? Did either of you know that?
No.
I did not either. It sounds like a Rolo with a hard shell. But okay, I'm in. I'll try it. There is also an M&M's peanut butter. David, were you aware? John, were you aware?
No, not at all.
I think I've seen that before in like one of the special holiday varieties.
Okay, it's sounds to me like a teeny tiny Reese's with a coating. Is what it sounds like to me. But here's where we get into interesting territory. Did you know there is a M&M's flavored caramel cold brew? So it's got a hint of coffee flavor mixed into the caramel, mixed into the inside the chocolate, inside the shell. But I kid you not, M&M's is releasing a new flavor. Now, it doesn't come out until December. But they have a new flavor coming out.
Pumpkin spice.
Oh, God. Shut your horrible mouth.
Well, I'm just
shut your filthy mouth.
Trumpet M's?
No. Kamal M&M's. Kamal M's? I don't know. No, it's, you ready for this? Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly. Inside the chocolate, inside the hard shell. Now, what's weird is in the promotional picture, it just looks like peanut butter. They're not showing you the jelly part. Like, it has a cracked open top. You know, like an egg that you've kind of sliced open the top of. You got an M&M broken with the top third missing, and it shows you shell, chocolate, and then, you know, the swirly, beautiful piece of peanut butter. But it does not show you the jelly. But I'm guessing it's in there, so it's mixed in together, or it's, you know, it's in the inside. So you're going to have a peanut butter and jelly M&M come in December. Would you put that in your mouth, John?
I would try it.
No, not here. David?
I'd try it, yeah.
No, I take it back. I will usually try anything at one time, but I'm just not a big peanut butter and jelly fan to begin with. But there you go. I saw that. And see, I heard that on the news on NBC this morning. They did a story about it. Oh, okay, I'll go look. And that's when I discovered the cold brew, which now I do want to try, and the caramel, which I definitely want to try, and then the other flavors they can have those. So
you mean caramel?
Don't start with me. Start with me, John.
I know. I love
you. You don't really say it that way.
Caramel.
What are you, an 83-year-old lady?
No, I'm
with
from
your doily.
The South.
Caramel. No.
It's caramel.
The people I have to work with around here. David will have your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's in New York this morning to address the United Nations General Assembly about conflicts like Israel trading fire with Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Israel destroyed the infrastructure that Hezbollah spent 20 years building. The human cost was severe. Israel did put out messages telling citizens to get out of harm's way, but many could not. At least 492 people were killed, including 35 children and 58 women.
Fox's Nate Foy. A storm expected to become a tropical storm, and then Hurricane Helene's on track to make U.S. landfall this Thursday.
We are watching a tropical system that is expected to explode into a major hurricane over the next few days in the Gulf of Mexico, taking aim right now at the Big Bend of Florida.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Hurricane John, meantime, is hitting Mexico's southern Pacific coast. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got Mostly clear skies. It is 72 degrees in Pensacola. The seven-month-old child that was the subject of an Amber Alert in Escambia County last night has been safely located. A suspect, the child's father, 35-year-old Daryl Fulmar II, was arrested. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says the child was believed to have been with Fulmar, who did not have custody when that Amber Alert was issued last night. The child was safely found within hours of the alert. Fulmar is now being held in the Escambia County Jail on charges of interference with the custody of a minor, contempt of court, and also property damage. One man has died, another in jail after a shooting in Beulah. This happened on Sunday night. The Escambia Sheriff's Office said they responded to a shots fired call at Rebel Acres Lane about 10 o'clock that night. An unidentified 40-year-old man was found dead in the yard with a gunshot wound. 33-year-old Dennis Herrera was arrested after a traffic stop a short time later. He's been charged with second-degree murder and is being held in the Escambia County Jail. The sheriff's office says the suspect and the victim had previously been roommates and were involved in some type of dispute. A man known as Knowledge is now charged with a murder after a woman was found dead in Escambia County. Deputies say that woman was also found Sunday with a deep and fatal head wound. Investigators say they learned that an acquaintance of that woman's had been in the area with a hatchet and then fled the scene. They located the suspect, Tyree Weathers, who goes by the name Knowledge, and arrested him. He's now being charged with second-degree murder and also faces a drug charge. Pensacola's Habitat for Humanity says the rising cost of homeownership has made fulfilling their mission much more difficult.
We are no longer able to serve those families and those individuals who most need our support. And they're getting left behind. So we did a lot of research. We scanned the country for models and strategies that would help us address and find a solution. And what we have settled on is this concept of a community land trust.
That is Pensacola Habitat President and CEO Sam Young. He tells News Radio the community land trust idea will lower the cost of home ownership by eliminating one of the most valuable parts of a home, the land. He says the buyer would still own the house, but would lease the land beneath it, similar to homes on Pensacola Beach. In addition, there will be covenants written into the purchase that state the homeowner can only sell to somebody else who also meets income guidelines. He says that would ensure generations of affordable homes. The suspect in the apparent assassination of former President Donald Trump at a golf course in Palm Beach has been denied bond.
Bottom line, the defense's request not met. The government's request was, and so Ryan Ruth will remain behind bars. That is according to a U.S. federal judge. Proceedings just wrapped up. As you mentioned, we were in there for just under right around 3 hours.
And that is NBC's Jesse Kirsch reporting yesterday from Palm Beach in outside of the federal court there. A judge denied Ruth bond after hearing from both federal prosecutors and the defense. Also, the Justice Department revealed new evidence in the alleged assassination attempt, including a letter written by Ruth that was addressed to the world, which said, quote, "This was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I failed you," end quote. Rick Scott warning Floridians to take the approaching storm seriously. Senator Scott saying yesterday that Tropical Storm 9 is forecast to make a similar path to the one that Hurricane Michael took 6 years ago. Of course, Michael, a Category 5 storm that destroyed many communities in northwest Florida. Scott says the time to make a plan and get ready is now. 635 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. Everything's flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110, not even seeing slowdowns on I-10 eastbound. Good job on that. Other than that, everything looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice sunny day today with a temperature near 88 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping to your 74. For Wednesday, rain chances start to increase. We are expecting potential tropical cyclone 9 to make its way into the Gulf of Mexico, eventually becoming a hurricane before making landfall in the Big Bend. Coastal conditions going to be looking rough for us as our main concern. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got 72 degrees in both Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Investors are set to closely monitor further comments from Fed officials. Fed Governor Michelle Bowman and Fed Governor Adriana Kugler are both scheduled to deliver remarks on the U.S. economic outlook at separate events today. Also coming later, consumer confidence data and Richmond Fed surveys are both set to be released at 10 a.m. for September. That's coming at Eastern Time. CEO of 4-Day Week Global, Dale Wellahan, said it is not if, but when companies should start transitioning to a 4-day work week. Wellahan, who coaches companies through the month-long transition, said benefits include less burnout and retaining employees. Japan, Europe, and Australia have seen the trend gaining traction. Futures are slightly lower after the Dow closed at another record high yesterday. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 61, the NASDAQ up 25, and the S&P 500 up 16. That's Your Money Now.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
That time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Really depends on does the eye form, you know, further east or further west as to the track, because right now it's, you know, it's like throwing darts at a dartboard. You don't know where the middle is, so they're just kind of picking a point and starting the models from there. So as soon as you get that circulation form, it gets a little more accurate. So
I was watching the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, the committee meeting yesterday, which is the like an agenda review for their Thursday regular meeting. And this really smart guy named Brad Baker was there. And, you know, he used to be their emergency manager in Santa Rosa. Of course, now he's a county administrator. But he was talking about how, you know, we're kind of watching this thing that's going to become Helene, and we don't quite know where it's going to go because we don't know where the eye is going to form. And when we know where the eye is going to form, then we'll know better where it's going to go. And I thought that's a really good reason to explain why we have had a lot of uncertainty about the track of this future potential storm. Here to elaborate on his own brilliant observation, Brad Baker, the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, of course, of course. So, what I had said earlier, listening to Jenny Craner from the city of Pensacola, listening to Amy Miller from the city of Pensacola, of course, listening to you, is that our local government leaders are preparing for the possibility of a storm, but they're not planning that it's likely to hit here. Is that a fair way to say it?
That is. I mean, we're obviously participating in the conference calls and staying in tune with our weather service. But it does look like right now everything is projecting to go east of us. So, but it's never too early to be prepared, and that's what we're doing. We're making sure that all our systems are a go and our staff is ready to activate if needed. I mean, we've seen wobbles before with systems out in the Gulf, and, you know, this one kind of setting up like the Michael track, if I remember correctly, and, you know, blowed up overnight and then rapid forward movement. So, you know, we'll just continue to monitor it and be ready to activate if we need to.
I try not to get overly involved in these things because most of the time it's a, all right, it's fine, it's over. You know, and, you know, you get kind of worked up and then nothing happens, which is good. I'd rather have that. But what I did notice in the sort of the shifting of the intensity models over the course of the last like 24 hours is it was going to be a 2 and then it was going to be a 3 and then it was going to be a 5 and then it was at worst. Okay. And then it was back to being just a 2 and then it was back up to being a 3. And I'm like, what what's going on? Like, what are we really expecting? It seems like the initial worry anyway had been rapid increase intensification and a pretty hefty storm when it was going to hit, most likely Big Bend area. But I mean, what do you take from that high variation in just the intensity expectation?
Well, as you know, I was involved with emergency management for a long time in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah.
And one of the fine gentlemen that I relied on a lot of information from the National Weather Service in Mobile told me right before I went into administration, he said, we're getting really good at narrowing the track. What we haven't figured out is how to project the right intensity. So, you know, I think they're still struggling with that science. And, you know, it's all about interaction with the different highs and lows and wind shears and all that. So I think there's still a little bit of science to come about to narrow down the intensity. But they have gotten a lot better with the tracks. If you'll remember back in the, you know, 2 decades ago, they were kind of all over the place. And the cone was wider. So you've seen a narrower cone now.
Yeah.
So, you know, they just struggle with that intensity model. And there's so many variables that go into that.
You know, I, as a layman, okay, who watches this as a guy who has no formal training and just kind of pays attention to the maps and the charts and sees what happens, that's been my experience too, is, and certainly not a guy who's from Florida either. Like, I've never lived in a hurricane area, but that's been my experience. When we first moved here 10 years ago, that cone didn't mean a whole lot. What I've been saying the last 4 or 5 years is that cone is pretty accurate, pretty consistent, and, you know, especially a couple of days out, which is good. We're talking to Brad Baker. He's a Santa Rosa County Administrator. We have other things to get to with him. We'll get to that in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Brad Baker, the former emergency manager for Santa Rosa County, and now he is the county administrator. See, you can move up too. You know, anything's possible. Working for the county government. And he does a really good job at all levels. One of the things that you guys or your board is going to vote on Thursday is a change in the recycling program. And it, as I understand it, but I want you to clarify if I've got this wrong. The old model with ECUA is, which is, you know, everybody seems to be moving away from using ECUA, whether it's Milton moving away to having nothing, Pensacola moving away to trying to find some other plan, maybe with waste management, you guys moving away to the Okaloosa Center. It used to be you'd pay this much for recycling. And then you'd get dinged or penalized or whatever if there was too much contamination. Apparently not a big problem for Santa Rosa County, running about 15%, which is a really good number. But the new model is that instead of paying a flat amount or a generally flat amount, you start at a base rate of like over $100 a ton, but they will discount you back off of that how good recycling is selling to the point where you can actually almost even get paid for it if recycling is doing well enough, and it's only a couple of bucks a ton on average last year. Do I have this roughly right?
Yes, you do. And, you know, they have a lot of new technology at their new center over there that's able to sort and be a little more efficient in discerning the good recyclables from the bad. And, you know, they've they followed us, and they know that we have a fairly low contamination rate, which is, you know, the desirable recyclables. So they feel like meeting with our team, and they've toured the facility, they feel like it'll be a little better. And like I told the board, I mean, it is not a cost neutral recycling. It does cost the county money to do, but we're trying to narrow that cost down, and potentially if we get into a good recyclable market, we actually make money.
Yeah, and in this case, the brand new, I mean, it just came online this summer, I think, the WM Recycling America, this is the Fort Walton Beach Industrial Park facility, that they are going to charge you, they have a processing rate of $125 a ton, but then based on the market value of recyclables, which has come back, China has, you know, I guess is purchasing more, but in any case, the recycling market has come back. Over the last year, the average rate would have been $22 a ton versus $60 to ECUA. And in July, it would have been $1.44. So this is a much better deal financially for the county than ECUA is, right?
It is. And, you know, we've struggled with, ECUA has struggled with, you know, keeping the recyclable plant going. And then we'd have to delay our really just put stuff in the landfill while they were down. So yeah. We just feel like it's the right move. And so that's why we recommend it to the board. And we'll try it out. And hopefully, you know, one day recyclables is a thing that we can actually make money on, or at least break even with. But, you know, in our county, the two providers offer that, and it's a service that people pay extra for. And, you know, we just want to honor our word and take it to a recyclable area, and then hopefully the most recyclable material that can come out of it is reused somewhere.
What about transportation costs, getting it to them? Is that factored into this?
It is not. That's an additional charge, and that will be soon to be a renewed contract that's going out for bid right now.
Okay.
And we have a current provider. The cost probably would be about the same to transport it from our facility to UCA that it was to go to Fort Walton. It's a very similar mileage.
Okay. And just to clarify, because it came up in the meeting, people who live in Milton, where recycling is not currently being collected, if they want to recycle, they can still bring it to the central landfill and just drop it off. Is that right?
They will have to pay the same fee that it costs to deliver your garbage.
Oh,
we're going to work with our landfill. I mean, we don't, you know, all our recyclables now come in through one of our haulers in a recycle truck, and we take them over to a specific area.
I see.
And then
okay.
We load it and transport it. So, I mean, it's a...
So you're not really set up to collect recyclables at the landfill. It's just not set up that
way.
Yeah,
that was something that came up yesterday that we're going to have to work through. Now.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Another item that's on the agenda that I just found interesting is you got an award of a contract to Chavers Construction for the South Santa Rosa Soccer Complex. Early site work for $1.2 million with a contingency. That's not the total price of that project, though, right? I mean, when will that likely come online? That's going to be a huge project, right?
Oh, yeah, $9 or $10 million project.
Okay, and that's going to be at the PSC campus, is that right?
It is, and, you know, one of the neat things that has changed about that is we were able to work with PSC and work a way that we could connect the soccer field to the Woodlawn Middle School, which will alleviate some of that bus traffic going through the subdivision. We're not going to have a open access for, you know, vehicles, but it's going to allow right now every bus has to go through that subdivision to get to the school. So this will allow the bus route an entrance to the school and take all that out of that subdivision. So we thought that was a neat thing. But then, you know, various size soccer fields. I mean, we're at walking trails, playgrounds. I mean, it'd be a really neat amenity for the south end of Santa Rosa County. So we're very excited about that project.
Oh,
but it is an expensive and lengthy process to get those soccer fields up and going.
So I'm guessing it's going to be on the east side of PSC's campus there in those woods between Woodlawn Beach. And that's interesting that you're going to open up an access so the buses can go basically through that beautiful front door and around the roundabout instead of having to go through, all the subdivisions and stuff over there on Woodlawn Way. That's a really nice benefit. Good thinking ahead for you guys. Last thing I just wanted to ask you about, Brad, is I've been kind of asking everybody, from the sheriff's department to our municipal leaders, the homeless ordinance that goes into effect on October 1st, City of Pensacola is about to pass on first reading this Thursday a camping on private property ban. Commercial property, no camping. Private residential property, camping only with the permission of the owner. Are you guys setting up any legislation in order to mirror or enact what the state has put into effect in terms of prohibiting public camping?
We currently have that already in place. You know, you cannot camp, overnight camp, or sleep at any of our parks and public spaces. So, I mean, we've consistently had that. You know, we've had to deal with some of that, you know, in the last year with our sheriff's department, especially in the Navarre area. We've had some issues with people wanting to stay overnight in the Navarre park. So, you know, we currently have that in place for all of our parks.
Okay. All right. So it doesn't require an ordinance change for you guys. And I'm guessing because the problem with homelessness is not nearly so severe in Santa Rosa as is in Pensacola or in Escambia County, that you guys are not planning to establish a campsite designation the way they have it set up in the legislation. Is that right? Right now, you're not planning on that?
That is correct. We are not planning to designate a campsite.
Okay, very good. Brad Baker, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. The meeting will be Thursday morning, as it always is, and then there's a zoning meeting as well. Brad, hey, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for helping us understand what's going on with the storm and everything else and running the county. I appreciate the work, and I know we appreciate all the work that is done by all of your directors and deputies and all of them, too. So thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, that is a huge news note for the Woodlawn Beach Middle School area. To get the buses out of your subdivision, like, that's a – did you know that was coming? Sweet. We'll take it. When? Not tomorrow. It's going to be a little while. I'm Andrew McKay.
For some of us, it's way more than just hunting. Hunting is one of the best things in life, and Jim's Firearms is proud to be a part of it. Let the team at Jim's Firearms help you prepare for a successful hunting season. With a large selection of shotguns and rifles, you're sure to find one to meet your shooting needs. Jim's Firearms, West Pensacola, corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
For all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage, should the storm make an unexpected change of course,
remember Sally?
Keep it on News Radio 92.3.
I guess we're playing for keeps now. I guess the getting around is pretty much over, huh?
Good morning, 6:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives for us. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are starting to see delays on I-10 eastbound, starting just south of Pine Forest and going through Highway 29. through that construction zone, so just be prepared for that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden making his final address before the United Nations General Assembly as President of the United States today. He'll be outlining his foreign policy. And Vice President Kamala Harris will be meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky and other world leaders today, but will apparently not be attending the UN gathering. The White House says they're trying to de-escalate tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. They're sending a small number of troops to the region. They haven't said exactly how many or where they're going to be stationed at, but they say they're doing that out of an abundance of caution. And look, but don't talk.
This business between Lebanon and Israel is, I mean, it's a war.
It's been ramping up every day.
And it's like,
every day there's something
we're at
new,
that
yeah.
phase right now where, I mean, there's no invasions going on yet, but this is we're at pre-war phase, right? I mean, they're firing rockets at each other. And,
absolutely.
I mean, blowing up cells and pagers and walkie-talkies. And anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Look, but don't talk appears to be the new policy regarding X's block feature. Owner Elon Musk says users blocked by a public account can now still read posts but cannot respond. And Musk said that it was high time that this change was made.
Yeah, apparently the reaction to this is not so favorable. Because what you can do right now, I'm not a big Twitter user, but I call it that, is you block and then somebody can't even see your stuff unless they create a second account or look up without logging in or, you know, whatever. And so you can really block them from seeing your stuff. But this would allow them to see it, although they could not interact with it or do anything else with it. So I don't know. Whatever. set it to private if you don't want people to see your stuff, because that's what it is. If it's a public account, then, you know, that's why it works that way. 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Time for future news when we, John and I, tell you what's... We haven't done future news a lot lately. I'm sorry. We've been kind of inconsistent at it, but that's all right. We'll get back to it. Okay, John, at this point, Helene coming here, not coming here?
Not coming
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I think not coming here also. But obviously we're watching because just in case, okay?
Right.
How strong of a storm do you think at landfall?
Two.
Okay. I'm gonna say a 3+. Will the camping ordinance in the city of Pensacola pass and prohibit camping on private commercial and private residential except with permission of the residence owner? Will that pass?
Yes.
Will it work? Will this thing work to stop public camping?
No.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of nuance here. I mean, things like abandoned properties and, you know, it's just, enforcement's going to be unpleasant. It just mm-hmm. is. I know PPD and Escambia County Sheriff's Office are, you know, they're thinking hard about how this is going to work. Woodlawn Beach Middle School, we just found out that when they build the soccer field at PSC to your west, the buses will be able to go through the PSC entrance instead of having to go through the Woodlawn Beach neighborhoods. How long until that relief comes?
I would say 6 months.
I said 2 to 3 years.
Okay, well, I was trying to be optimistic.
I know. Sorry, I don't want to get you too worked up about this. Will Trump coins be a big seller?
Yes.
Yes.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.